for the Attorney General. The Attorney General, not only for the state of Wisconsin, but the Attorney General representing the conservative principles for which we also strongly believe in this party. You know, when I came up here and I was introduced by young Congressman Ryan here, I reflected on something that we talked about at our table last night at the County Chairman's Banquet, and I just feel a need to share it with you. We sat at the table and we listened to Governor Pawlenty, who shared what I think is a very inspirational message. A message to all of you in this room that we can't succeed without your grassroots effort, and that we desperately need to thank you and thank you for what you've done and for what we hope you will continue to do in the future. Because as we know in the Republican Party, the grassroots, we will succeed. The other thing that struck me that he talked about is how we needed to get more youth in the party, how we needed to get young leaders so that our conservative message would carry on for years and years to come. And then I looked around at the table that was closest to the podium, and I saw our state chairman, Wright Drevis, 36 years old. Doesn't get much more conservative than him. I looked at the next chair over and saw Congressman Paul Ryan, one of the brightest stars in the nation, a true conservative, 38 years old. I looked to my right. I saw County Executive Scott Walker, who is a true conservative leader in Milwaukee County and a shining star around the state, 40 years old. And at the ripe old age of 42, I was the old man at the table. Folks, we got a future. We got John Barr running for Congress again, and he's got a real chance to win, and he's 44 years old. You just heard from Speaker Hill, he's 43. Why is that important? It's important because you hear so much that we got off messages from the Republican Party last time around, and that's why we took so many hits. But you also saw in my election that if we stay on message and get back on message, that we can succeed even in what other people think is a difficult political climate for Republicans. We now have people in positions of leadership in the Republican Party across the state of Wisconsin who are on message, who are true conservatives, who are going to carry your message into the future, and we will continue to grow and succeed as a Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin as long as you continue to be there with us. As long as you continue to fight out there in the trenches, handing out materials, putting up yard signs, knocking on doors, helping with fundraisers, and getting out the vote. With those sorts of activities on your part, we have the ability to carry our conservative message forward into the future. We, as you've heard so many times in our party, we don't believe in the lack of government. We simply believe in limited government. We believe in leaving more tax dollars in your pockets, you can spend them as you deem more appropriate for yourselves, your families, and your communities, for the charities that are truly worthy, not the ones that are determined under the Capitol Dome. But we believe the government needs to exist, and it needs to exist for the absolute top priorities. And that's what makes me so proud of your Attorney General, because I don't think anybody doubts that public safety has to be our top priority. Public safety at the national level means national defense. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got a man running for president in the Republican Party who can never be accused of running away when it comes to national defense. Somebody who understands the priorities of government. At the state level, I'm doing everything in my power. The legislature is working with me to focus our attention on spending what limited taxpayer dollars we should take from you on public safety, ensuring your freedom to do as you please in the state of Wisconsin, providing the law enforcement services that will enable you to raise families in a safe environment, that will allow you to live life as you please without those interfering with you who do not think that you should be able to live your life as you please. Fortunately, during my first year and a quarter, I think we have had tremendous success on focusing on what those first principles should be. We have taken a backlog at the crime laboratory, and we have reduced it for the first time in decades, and we're going to eliminate it before my first term has expired. What does that do? That enables us to give law enforcement leaders around the state the tools they need to take the worst offenders off the street before they offend again. It's a tool that we need to provide to them this year. We have dramatically grown an internet crimes against children program that does more than anything else public service to protect the most vulnerable elements in our society from those who want to abuse them, the pedophiles in our society. We are using our limited state resources to protect the children, the toddlers, the infants. If we can't protect them, what are we here to do? We're using your dollars, we're using the Department of Justice to protect our children, not to advance a political agenda. We're getting out of Madison and listening to the people. And you know what the people of this state tell us, Democrats and Republicans alike? That it may be a federal issue, but we want you to do something about illegal immigration. We've listened, and we're doing something. In the Department of Justice, we're cross-training some of our agents with Immigration and Customs Enforcement so that we have the authority to work with local law enforcement to take some of the worst offenders, the worst illegal immigrants out of our society, the gang leaders, the drug dealers, the ones who were not able to catch committing a crime, and they won't be deported under the federal system right now. We're going to work with state and local, pick the worst actors out of society, and we, as a state Department of Justice, are going to deport those illegal immigrants. We all know in this room that our law permitting concealed carry is a limit on our freedom that protects no one. We all know that as long as Governor Doyle is governor, we will not have that law repealed for us, giving us the ability to defend ourselves and carry weapons. What I do know, however, is that every other state in the union under federal law permits their retired law enforcement officers to carry concealed weapons. And what that does for every one of them is gives us another trained law enforcement official out there on the street to protect your safety, and we don't pay them one red cent. I have been working since I became Attorney General to make sure that we get legislation passed in Wisconsin with H.R. 218 that permits retired law enforcement officers to carry concealed weapons get passed. And I am going to fight hard in the Senate session to see that happen. And finally, on the public safety issues, an issue that I know none of you care about, election integrity. As long as we have this miserably vague, permissive law on the books of the state of Wisconsin, unfortunately, we are going to have people who illegally vote and take away the value of the vote that you legally cast. Within the context of the law, we are going to do what we can within the Department of Justice in this next election cycle to make our elections as fair as they possibly can be. As a matter of fact, we've been doing it already during my term. A Department of Justice special agent down in Milwaukee was offered $5 and a sandwich for his vote. $5 and a sandwich. The man who offered him that is in jail. I have so much more I want to share with you. Of course, I'm sure I'm already over my time limit, and I need to wrap things up. But I certainly can't resist talking about the other prong of our campaign pledge. We weren't just going to fight crime. We were going to restore integrity to a Department of Justice that so desperately needed that. And what did that mean? It meant that we were going to actually manage that office and we were going to run it like a business. And because of that, during my first fiscal year as Attorney General, we are going to be able to return over $1 million to the state coffers that we've been able to scrape up because of government waste within the Department of Justice. We've also been in a position where we're not bringing activist liberal lawsuits anymore. What we're doing is we're enforcing the laws on the books. We're not promoting the opinion of the specific attorney general. We're not suing law-abiding cranberry growers, a case which has been dismissed over and over again since I came into office. We're not suing Republican lawmakers for doing their job because we don't like the fact that they won't give us information that we're not entitled to. We're not going to sue the federal government to obtain things that we can't attain at the ballot box. What we are going to do is we're going to enforce the laws that are on the books, like it or not, because that's the job of the Attorney General. And along those lines, attorneys general are supposed to give opinions. the leaders around the state of Wisconsin. We have a law firm for the state of Wisconsin. A law firm is supposed to give attorneys general opinions. We give nearly twice as many in my short tenure than Peg Lutzschlager gave during her whole term of office. We're being the lawyers for the state. We've had tremendous successes. I'm very, very happy with all the great support that we've had along that road. We have been able, with the help of the Assembly, to do something else that I think is very near and dear to your hearts. By representing the state of Wisconsin, we've been able to argue and submit briefs in front of the United States Supreme Court in the Heller case to try to defend the Constitution in Wisconsin that gives you, as individuals, the right to keep and bear arms. As Attorney General, it's my obligation to support that law and make sure the federal government doesn't undercut it. However, as the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, I need authority to proceed in a lawsuit like that. Guess what? Governor Doyle wouldn't give it to me. We took the unusual course of going to the state assembly, and with Republican leadership, they gave me the authority to pursue the course that I needed to do to protect your right to keep and bear arms. Finally, I will sign off by saying, we as Republicans are all too often looked upon, I believe, is wanting the same thing the Democrats want, but just wanting less of it. I submit to you, it's not true. We do need some taxpayer money, and we do want far less of it. But there are other things we want more of. We want more of prioritization. We want more of focusing on public safety. And we want more of integrity in government. And I guarantee you, with the leadership that we have in the state, the Republican Party, and with so many others who are serving you